It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio for this school district update, I have Principal Michael Keller. He is with the Castle Valley Center. There's always a lot of fun stuff that goes on up at the Castle Valley Center. We just had a new addition, plus maybe some new and different things that are going on up there. Some more remodeling. Sounds like they're not quite finished yet. Plus, just a great bunch of people up there at Castle Valley Center. Principal Keller, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's talk about what is going on up at the Castle Valley Center. First, maybe let people know that don't know what the Castle Valley Center is all about.
Yes, thank you. At the Castle Valley Center, we work with preschool, age 3 and 4. And then we have a kindergarten for our 5-year-olds, school age, for 6 through age 22, and then we work with adults with disabilities who live here in our area.
And so you guys are up there by, what is that, on 8th North?
Yes, Cedar
right
Hills Drive.
Cedar Hills Drive.
8th North.
And you've just gone through quite a bit of a renovation up there, haven't you?
We have. This past year, we've completed an addition. The school district and our school board worked together to provide this opportunity to have this addition come into our school. It began a year ago and was completed just before school started in the fall. And the addition consists of 2 new classrooms, and that's significant because we were able to bring students in from trailers, previously their portable classroom trailers. They were removed, so all of our students, all of our staff are now contained within the building. Makes a big difference this time of year when there's snow and ice and things you have to go through to get out to the trailer. That no longer is the case, and so we're very happy. In addition to the 2 classrooms, 3 new bathrooms, which we needed at the Castle Valley Center. That's been a great part of our addition. And then particularly a large multipurpose area for the adults who attend. A room that meets their needs and really is a fun place to be now.
And you said that there's more on the way, more parking area out front. What are they going to do out in the front of the building there?
Yes, just this week we've completed a secure entrance, as most of the schools have, where you go through the secretary to get into the building during the school day. So as students come and when they leave, the main doors open. But then they shut during the day for those who come to see the school, and they have to go through and check in with the secretary so that we know who's in the building at all times. Along with this, we're going to convert some of the lawn in front of the Castle Valley Center into new parking area so parents will have an easy drop-off that are bringing students to school, and they'll go through that new area where they check in with the secretary.
Okay, and you were also saying something about remodeling the wood shop area.
Yes. In the next few months, we're going to sell our trophy and plaque business. I was enjoying looking at the plaques here in the radio station. I think most of them we've made over the years. We've been in the trophy and plaque business for about 40 years at the Castle Valley Center. But the time has come when it no longer really meets our mission, and so we're going to sell that to someone here in our area so they can carry on and continue the business here in the Carbon-Emery County area.
And so that's coming on the way, and just all kinds of great stuff always goes on at the Castle Valley Center. Now, the other thing you were talking about, too, was we need to give a shout-out to your staff and everybody up there at the Castle Valley Center.
Yes, we have a fantastic staff, our teachers, our aides, paraprofessionals, our cooking staff, our bus aides and drivers all work hard every day to bring good experiences into the lives of our students. And our goal is to increase everyone, all of our students who attend the Castle Valley Center, to increase their quality of life, to give them a good day, and consequently our staff have a good day as well.
And you were also saying that you always are willing to take volunteers.
Yes. We would love to show any of the listening audience out there a tour of our school, including the new area. and then sign you up to be a volunteer. We love volunteers.
And you know what? The thing about being a volunteer, because I've done it in my kids' schools too, is it's so rewarding. It really is, just to get out there and just give of yourself.
Yes. You spend a day at the Castle Valley Center, I think you'll go away feeling good about yourself and the world and everybody around you.
All right. Well, Principal Keller, thank you for taking time out of your morning to come down and talk to us. And it's great to see all the things that are going on out there.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Now, for more information about any of this or any other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.